Neighbors of a proposed Brentwood development in Burnaby are worried the massive project could cause flooding and settling. The four-tower Emerald Place development at 2300 Madison Avenue, developed by Polygon Homes, includes plans for about 1,460 new homes and 5 to 6 levels of underground parking with 1,466 parking spots. But the strata council of the condo next door wants a guarantee the construction would not lead to ground settling or flooding. At a public hearing on May 30, Fulton House strata council member Sophia Quiring spoke on behalf of residents at 2388 Madison Avenue. Quiring said her neighbors have concerns about flooding in the neighborhood, especially near the 64-story development Gilmore Place. "We have Gilmore Place with significant settling and so many problems happening. I would say that, generally, we're feeling very uneasy around things like just the settling, the foundation, the ground shifting, the soil," Quiring told council. "We already have problems with water in the area. We have to watch it very carefully. The elevator shaft in Fulton House fills up, and we've got the sump pumps going. Like, it's already an issue in our area." The city of Burnaby is currently suing Gilmore Place developer Ani Group, as well as its architect, structural engineers and geotechnical consultant, for cracking and deformation of city sidewalks and streets allegedly caused by the Gilmore Place excavation and pile driving. "I'm wondering what kind of assurances we can have from the city and from Polygon that our property is not going to suffer what's happened across the street from Gilmore Place," Quiring asked. "Because once that happens, it happens. It's done." Ed Kozik, the city's general manager of planning and development, said the city's role is to ensure the developer follows through on the consulting engineer's recommendations. "That's the assurance that we can provide you," Kozik said, noting that liability ultimately lies with the consulting engineer and the developer. Polygon's vice president of development, Brian Ellis, said the company has experience developing in the neighborhood, as it developed Fulton House next door to the Emerald Place site. He said Polygon's plan for Emerald Place is to use the same geotechnical strategy it used with Fulton House, a cut-off wall system, of so-called secant walls, which manage water flow through the area. Ellis noted the company has received geotechnical and hydrogeological reports with strategies it needs to follow. But Cown. Allison G.U. asked if the city could discuss digging less deeply than 5 or 6 levels for underground parking to proactively mitigate affecting the water table. "My understanding is that once you impact the water table, that's it," G.U. said, adding, "I don't think residents really want to be dragged into legal battles, and I don't think the developer wants to do that either." Kozik said the city requires the developer not to draw down the water table during or after construction, and the developer must demonstrate that before they can get a building permit. "How do you demonstrate that if you're not in control of the physics?" G.U. asked. "Modeling," said Kozik. "But modeling didn't work at Ani," G.U. replied. "But questioning that isn't the city's job," according to Kozik. "I'm not a hydrological engineer. We have to take their advice, their stamps, and how they get to their recommendations and conclusions. In terms of the methodology they use, I'm not qualified to question that," he said.